hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Jerry Bader Show. Okay, major gloat alert here. I got something right, and I'm going to gloat about it. As I say, I get a lot of things wrong. When I make predictions, I get a lot of things wrong. I think I get more things right. I have never actually measured this. Historically, just going by my gut, I felt it's about a 60-40. Maybe a little higher. I don't think it's any lower than that. Of course, I pad it with things that I know are easy predictions. But I stick my neck out on a lot of stuff. I've said I don't think Hillary Clinton's running for president. That's a pretty bold one. My neck is out there pretty far on that one, although I haven't been bold enough to firmly predict it. I've just said I don't think she's running. So I guess that one doesn't really count. Here is what I predicted. Was it just yesterday? Yeah, it was just yesterday. That Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers was going to do very, very well in the State of the Union, the response, the Republican response. A lot of people thought it was high risk because, while she's an up-and-comer, she is not nationally known. She's conference chairman. She, fourth most powerful in the House. She certainly is not a secret to insiders, but most of the national, most of the American public doesn't know much about her. I said that was a good thing because expectations are low. If you put Paul Ryan, if you put Scott Walker, it's almost seen as a campaign speech. For anyone whose name is remotely connected to presidential aspirations, Bobby Jindal had a disappointing response. Here's what it is. And here's where she did really well on a number of fronts. The response seems to be weird because they're by themselves in a room in the Capitol. It's much more subdued. There's no applause after each line. There's no pomp and circumstance. There's no walking through the receiving line. There's none of that. So it's a challenge for the best of orators. It really is. You are in a very, very different venue. And as such, you really have to outperform on the delivery part. I will admit, Bobby Jindal did not. I believe Marco Rubio is getting a bad rap for taking that gulp of water. I think that's just silly. I really do. I do. I thought he gave a fine State of the Union response. Jindal was good on substance. I thought Ryan's was good. Here's where McMorris Rodgers, I thought, shone. She played to that atmosphere perfectly. She was subdued. She seemed like she was the adult in the room. And what's happening is the Washington Post, well, she surprised. She did not surprise people who know her in Congress. By the way, she hit it out of the park. I thought she did a great job. Ed Morrissey writes at Hot Air, "I'm not as surprised as the Washington Post's Robert Costa, but perhaps that's due to a lowered set of expectations in the media for opposition responses to the State of the Union speech. Representative Kathy McMorris Rodgers has been one of the GOP's hidden gems for too long as it is, and their decision to put her out front this year represents an acknowledgement from the Republican Party that they have to do two things in 2014 in order to compete. First, Republican women have to have a much stronger voice, and the GOP has to improve its communications. So far, at least, mission accomplished." Here's CBS News' take on it. "It was all there. Easygoing populism, an emphasis on jobs and her family, which includes a son with Down syndrome and a Navy veteran husband. It was as if a Republican pollster had somehow created a politician with the exact profile that Republicans are looking to promote as they head toward this year's midterm elections. Here was a pro-life, never offensive Republican woman from a western state who grew up picking apples on a farm. A youthful 44-year-old Republican, let me stop there. I know some of you are offended by this, but Jason said this yesterday. It's true. She's an attractive lady. I know you hate when we bring that up, but let's just be honest. However, I think that's a very small percentage. She was just excellent in what she said and how she said it. A youthful 44-year-old Republican who was known as one of the most savvy social media users in the House, uploading countless photos to Instagram and videos to Vine. Even better, there was no unfortunate reach for a water bottle as painfully endured by Florida Senator Marco Rubio last year in his response. That was so overblown. Or the kind of awkward articulation that caused long-lasting headaches for Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal in 2009. I do agree with that one. When he delivered the response to the Obama economic speech. Yeah, that wasn't State of the Union. That was economic speech. Instead, it was a relatively smooth delivery, with the congresswoman whisking through her scripted remarks on a gold couch, a triangularly folded American flag on the shelf behind her. No drama, no problems. You could almost hear the collective breathed by Republicans as they strolled through Statuary Hall, many of them watching her on their iPhones or nearby televisions. After a tumultuous year, full of shutdowns and drama, and then here comes the dig. McMorris Rogers' almost calculated boringness and upbeat check-the-box appeal was cheered by Republicans. Ed Morrissey addresses that boringness shot. Boringness? This is a misreading of McMorris Rogers and her appeal. She's no TV version Donna Reed or a woman to disappear into the scenery. 3 years ago, I sat down with her and Paul Ryan at a briefing on the budget shortly after Republicans took control of the House. And I can attest that she's hardly boring. She's a dynamic presence and a tough talker on Republican priorities who has worked her way into leadership for a reason. Beyond all of that, I just thought she hit all of the right points, responded beautifully, and never attacked President Obama, attacked his ideas. She deserves to be a rising star. This was a brilliant move by Republican leadership. Oh, yeah, we've got the after show video coming. I'm not sure what I didn't get to, but whatever I didn't get. Oh, Apple computers. Why is their stock tanking? That's what the entire after show video is going to be about. We'll have it posted early afternoon. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.